Part 1. Nativity. Whatever else is unsure in this stinking dunghill of a world, a mother's love is not. James Joyce, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Chapter 1.
Oh, mon Dieu!
Plaquet said, when he opened the lodge door and saw me on the floor. I was on my side, knees drawn up, face wet with sweat. Pregnancy and the hunger didn't get along. Hated each other, in fact. I pictured the baby pressing werewolf fingernails against my womb. 5 bits of broken glass on the skin of a balloon. And only myself to blame. When I could have got rid of it, I didn't want to. Now that I wanted to, it was too late. Conscience from the old life said, serves you right. I'd fired conscience months back, but it was still hanging around, miserable, unshaven, nowhere else to go.
Did you get it?
I gasped. Behind Cloquet, the open door showed deep snow, the edge of the pine forest, frail constellations. Beauty mauled me even in this state. Aesthetic hypersensitivity was a byproduct of slaughter. Life was full of these amoral relations, it turned out. Cloquet rushed to my side, tugging off his thermal gloves.
Lie still,
he said.
Don't try to speak.
He smelled of outdoors, dense evergreens, and the far north air like something purified by the flight of angels.
You have a temperature. Did you drink enough water?
For the umpteenth time, I wish my mother were alive. For the umpteenth time, I thought how unspeakably happy I'd be if she and Jake walked in the door right now, grinning, the pair of them. My mother would dump her purse on the table in a puff of Chanel and say, "For God's sake, Lulu, look at your hair!" And the weight would lift and everything would be all right. Jake wouldn't have to say anything. He'd look at me, and it would be there in his eyes that he was for me always. Always. And the nightmare would reduce to a handful of solvable problems. I'd expected their ghosts, naturally. I'd demanded their ghosts. I got nothing. The universe, it also turned out, was no more interested in werewolf demands than it was in human ones.
Tallulah.
Pain thickened under my toenails, warmed my eyeballs. Wolf smirked and kicked and cajoled in my blood. Come on, what's a few hours between friends? Let me out, let me out! Every month, the same delirious bullying, the same pointless impatience. I close my eyes. Bad idea. The footage ran immediately. Delilah Snow's room, the wardrobe door swinging open, its long mirror introducing me to myself in all my grotesque glory, what I was, what I could do, the full range of my options. Monster, murderer, mother-to-be. I open my eyes.
Let me get you some water,
Cloquet said.
No, stay here.
I had hold of his coat and was twisting it. My dad moaned and throbbed. My dad. My restless tenants. My forced family of 13. Those ghosts, yes, of course, as many as you like. The only way to be sure of never losing the ones you love. The Dahmer method. Extreme, but effective.
Breathe, chérie, breathe.
Sherry, mon ange, ma belle. Lovers endearments, though we weren't, and never would be, lovers. One by one, the broken glass fingernails withdrew. The pane furled shut, like time-lapse film of a flower closing. By degrees, with Cloquet's help, I made it to the armchair. Wolf smiled. The prisoners smile at the guard, knowing the breakout gang's already on its way.
Did you get it?
I asked again, when I'd caught my breath.
At least tell me you got it.
Clarke shook his head.
There was a screw-up. It stuck in freight clearing at Anchorage. It'll be in Fairbanks Saturday morning. There's more snow coming, though. I'll have to take the skidoo and trailer.
I didn't say anything. I was remembering an artwork I saw once at MoMA. A fetus made entirely of barbed wire. Lauren and I had just stood there looking at it, silenced.
Don't worry,
Clarke said.
It's 2 days. You're not due for 6 weeks. I'll go back to Fairbanks Saturday first thing. They promise it'll be there. It has to be.
It was a consignment of obstetrics equipment, including oxygen machine, forceps, fetal and adult stethoscopes, heart monitor, PCA pump, sphygmomanometer, and sutures. Fairbanks was Fairbanks, Alaska. Necessary obscurity. WOCOP, World Organization for the Control of Occult Phenomena, think CIA meets Keystone Cops meets Spanish Inquisition, Jake had said, knew I'd survived Jake's death and was carrying his child. Its hunters wanted my head, and its scientists wanted me strapped down in a lab. It didn't stop there.